This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy's calling it a big day for New Jersey as phase two of its reopening following the worst of the pandemic is kicking off. He's taken a lot of criticism from many people who say it's taken too long to get businesses going again. This morning he says,
I just don't think we can responsibly go faster. We'll get there on indoor dining, casinos, which are a huge part of the economy, obviously, in our state in Atlantic City. We'll get there, but we got to do it responsibly.
Under this new phase, non-essential businesses can start letting customers inside, though customers and workers must wear masks. Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says people who go to the president's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma later this week should wear masks as well. It will be the president's first rally in 3 months because of the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Supreme Court just handed LGBTQ workers a win, ruling that federal employment discrimination law covers them, meaning they can't be fired over sexual orientation or gender identity. A medical examiner has ruled the police shooting of a black suspect who allegedly scuffled with Atlanta cops on Friday night a homicide, saying an autopsy finds he died of blood loss from two gunshot wounds. Police say Rayshard Brooks resisted arrest and tried to take an officer's taser after he was found passed out behind the wheel of a car in a Wendy's drive-thru. It's reignited protests that began 3 weeks ago when George Floyd was killed while in police custody in Minneapolis. Leading Democrats on Capitol Hill say both killings underline the need for law enforcement changes. Republican Senator James Langford of Oklahoma says his party is also crafting a police reform package.
We've been gathering ideas from all across our conference, across the nation, calling police chiefs. I've been on the phone with a lot of police chiefs.
USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
President Trump opens the week with a Twitter shot at his Democratic rival this November, Joe Biden. The president tweeting that he has, in his words, done more in less than 4 years than Biden has done in more than 40, including for Black America. The president saying that Biden has been part of, in his words, every failed decision for decades. Protests over police brutality sparked by the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis have gone international now, as we hear from USA Radio's Jesse Edwards with a look at what's going on in the UK.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson advised people not to attend demonstrations in the UK after the word racist was scrawled on a Churchill statue during protests over the killing of George Floyd.
You've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack. That, to me, is both absurd and wrong.
And there are petition drives happening in southern states that are aiming to replace all of their Confederate monuments with statues of Dolly Parton in one case, and another effort to try to replace them with statues of Britney Spears. change.org petitions, noting that, quote, we must not glamorize those who do not deserve our praise and should honor true heroes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Look, I've got an interesting proposition for you to consider. It's more than a proposition. It's really a dynamic, and we see it all over our TV screens today, and that is the tension between cooperation and coercion. It happens to be the title of a new book from our next guest who's going to be on here in just a second. The subhead is how busybodies became busy bullies and what that means for economics and politics. Anthony Davies, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you and James Harrigan, boy, I'll tell you, you have really summarized a key nugget for us to embrace. And I got to imagine between the two of you looking at what's happening on our TV sets every night with these protests, you're going, wow, is this book so timely?
Yeah, it turns out accidentally to be timely. We got together, James is a political scientist, I'm an economist, and we wanted to write a book that looked at various problems that society faces now and in the past, everything from drugs to minimum wage to regulation. And we asked the question, how is it that humans come together to solve these problems? Mm-hmm. And what we found was we always do it in one of two ways. It's either cooperation, we work voluntarily together, or it's coercion. Somebody at the top says, this is the way it's going to be, and everybody has to fall into line.
Mm-hmm. And in that analysis, and I agree with you, that crossroads of life that is before every issue, I don't care if it's marriage, a family dynamic, business, I can see where this crossroads is very appropriate. Did you discover, you know, with your economic background, which is the most positive between the two, coercion or cooperation?
Well, that's the interesting question. I personally set out to write this thing, crafting coercion is bad and cooperation is good. And by the time we got to the end of it, I realized that's incorrect. That rather, there are certain problems for which coercion is the best tool. There are other problems for which cooperation is the best tool. And it turns out that coercion is the best tool when your problem involves somebody imposing a cost or imposing a harm on somebody else. Mm-hmm. So you talk about things like environmental degradation or theft or destruction, fraud. Those are good and proper problems that can be addressed by government. But all sorts of other things are far better addressed by cooperation.
Exactly. Well, going back to this coercion proposition that you put forth, what comes to mind is you bully a bully. And that's where coercion meets coercion, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea here is we talk about busy buddies becoming busy bullies. And, of course, we all know the busy buddy. It's the neighbor who looks down his nose at what it is you're doing and mm-hmm. says, well, you should be living your life differently. And the busy buddy becomes a busy bully when he becomes empowered by government. So you have people, for example, in my home state of Pennsylvania, out in Philadelphia, a bunch of people decided kids are drinking too much sugary drinks, and we need to put an end to that. So they get in bed with government, impose a 20% tax on sugary drinks with the intent to prevent people from drinking these things. That's bully. That's being a busy bully. Deciding for somebody else how they're going to live their life and bringing the force of government to bear.
Because ultimately, what is the main goal in government and in life in America? What are we reaching for, Anthony, at the end of the day?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. It's all different. We all have different goals. Now, generally speaking, we want to get along well. We want peace. We want prosperity. These things we have in common. But what makes a good life for you is different than what makes a good life for me. And if we leave each other alone, so long as we're not harming each other,
exactly,
to pursue what we think is good, we tend to get good outcomes. The problem is when you turn to the politicians and say, here's my vision of the good life, go and impose it on everyone else. Mm-hmm. Then you start to have problems.
Well, we violate liberty, and that's my point, I guess, and my question, Anthony, is that I think the ultimate that we strive for is liberty. You know, the freedom for you to do what you want to do that doesn't harm your neighbor, it's not going to harm me, it's compatible, I guess, in that sense, and it complements the ultimate goal of freedom for all, does it not?
I think you're absolutely right, and that's the core essence of what it is to be human, to be a self-determining, rights-bearing individual. And it may be correct that I should drink less sugary drinks, but to impose that on me is to reduce my humanity. And actually, at the end, I end up worse off. You're no longer treating me as a rights-bearing human being of equal caliber to you. You're treating me as a child who needs to be reprimanded and controlled.
Well, and what brings that into play is when government steps in and starts saying, this is your health care program.
Because if they do that, then
I've got to coerce you into making the right decision. So you can't go running around with Twinkies loaded up in your jacket pocket because you put yourself at risk. I mean, some of the other things that are going on right now because of COVID-19, we're finding out the people that are most vulnerable and susceptible are the ones who have comorbidities or whose lifestyle and health habits have compromised their immune system, and so they're vulnerable. And, you know, at the end of the day, in the grand scheme of things, we're paying for this, you know? And so, we've got to wise up a little bit here on some of these issues, do we not?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, with COVID, we have an example. Sweden took the approach of cooperation, whereas we took the approach of coercion.
Exactly. Sweden, perfect analogy. I'm glad you brought that up. That's great. Go ahead.
Their government said, look, here's the sorts of things you need to do to avoid getting this virus. Given this information, go and do as you will. But understand this is what you need to do to avoid the virus. And what happened is people voluntarily started separating from each other, wearing masks, businesses voluntarily reduced the number of people allowed in, this sort of thing. And at the end, their fatality rate is not higher than the U.S., but their economy is much stronger because they didn't turn around and step on businesses and say, all right, you have to close across the board.
Right. Well, as you say, thus is the case, and a great comparative analysis, an example between cooperation and coercion. And my prayer, my hope, Anthony, is that we're able to draw out of all this, some redemption, for the mistakes that have made. And I hope that we can be honest enough to be able to, come to the proper conclusion, because even now as we're dealing with some of this stuff, the facts and the truth seem to be missing at times.
I think that's correct, and I'm hoping the lesson we learn from this is caution. When we become afraid, our natural inclination is to look for someone who can solve the problem, who can take away the fear. And politicians step right up and say, yes, elect me, and I will make this problem go away. Well, the fact is, largely speaking, they don't have any greater ability to make the problem go away than the rest of us do. They just claim to have it.
Exactly. And the fact of the matter is that if anybody does, it starts with the first three letters of our Constitution. It's we the people. I mean, we're the ones that are responsible. There is such a thing as common sense. I know some of the politicians and elite would like to think that common sense doesn't exist anymore. And meanwhile, you know, the flyover states and Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman go, you know, you guys are nuts. you know what you're putting us through, and we'll put up with it for a while. But I believe that some of the frustration that's being demonstrated today is, you know, part and parcel to what we've gone through for the last 8 to 12 weeks. We've got to go to a quick pause, and we've got more from Anthony Davis after this. Stay with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Anthony Davies. Great to have him with us as we're talking about his new book that he and his co-author, James Harrigan, are blessing us with. And I'm telling you, this book is going to cause you to look at life differently. Your relationships with people, what you do on the job, cooperation and coercion, how busybodies became busy bullies, and what that means for economics and politics. Anthony, what you discovered, you and Mr. Harrigan in the process, you discovered that, you know, that cooperation, without question, is the key to human happiness and progress. Why is that?
I suspect that what goes on here with cooperation, we immediately get into a mindset of dealing with each other as equals. So if I want something from you and you want something from me, we come together peaceably and we work this out. And why peaceably? Because we realize that this transaction that we're undertaking is just going to be one of many. I want to continue this relationship with you where we both benefit. And, mm-hmm. and so we have this natural tendency to think of each other on equal terms. With coercion, we have a natural tendency to think of each other on unequal terms, where some of us have the right answers and they need to force the rest of us to do what the betters think we should be doing.
Exactly. And that pronouncement of unequal terms, what happens is you're not listening. You know, it's a one-way conversation, and that's very frustrating, especially when you have people when they're faced with a problem, like we all are, whether, you know, whatever pandemic you're dealing with, the pandemic of COVID-19 or this pandemic that has us rioting in the streets right now. Believe it or not, there are people that want to help and they want to be part of the solution, but you have to give them a chance to be heard. If you don't, you're going to frustrate the holy what have you out of them, and not very much happiness and certainly not very much progress as a result.
That's very good. And we have a good example of this with COVID. There was some grocery store, I don't know which one, out somewhere in the Midwest that got the bright idea it was going to set aside its morning hours solely for the elderly. Mm-hmm. Let the elderly come in. And why the morning hours? Because that's when the store is cleanest. Keep out everybody else who are likely to infect the elderly. Let them do this thing. And other stores saw this and said, you know what? This is a smart idea. And they started adopting it. And before you knew it, coast to coast, businesses were doing this. There was no government involvement. Mm-hmm. Nobody said, this is what you need to do, and handed down the edict from Washington. People figured out that this is a good thing to do to help protect people. And lo and behold, they did it. And that's the beauty of cooperation. People figure out solutions. The ones that work filter out throughout the rest of the population. We all start duplicating it. Solutions that don't work, we abandon. We
exactly.
want something else.
Well, this is why people were quick to, you know, where they wanted to be part of the solution. It was like, okay, clean your hands, you know, social distancing, you know, we're not going to touch for a while. Handshakes, I mean, we're air handshaking these days, and elbow yeah. bumping and all that sort of thing. Because there is, you know, there's a room for reason, and there's a room for people who are smart enough, which is most of us. But as you said earlier in the first segment, this is what fear does to you. It reduces you to your lowest common denominator. And if your brains are lost, then you have to be led and you have to be coerced. Do you not?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The more afraid we become, the more our tendency is to turn to government. And we have this mindset that somehow politicians and bureaucrats have the answers and they can institute these things and everything will be better. And the fact is, politicians and bureaucrats, as well-meaning as they may be, are as flawed and as fallible as the rest of us. Mm-hmm. The big difference between cooperation and coercion is that when in a cooperative environment, when something doesn't work, we abandon it and we move on. In a coercive environment, when something doesn't work, What do? We double down on it. We say, well, we didn't spend enough money. We need
exactly.
to do more of this.
Yeah, exactly. It's insane. That's where we find ourselves, today, sadly. But people who are, again, reaching for that higher ideal and are focused on that higher ideal of liberty, this is a great message. And this, I got to imagine light bulbs are turning on here, and people's comfort level is being renewed. And by comfort, I don't mean that they're just sitting back. I think they're just feeling like, oh, okay, I get it. And in a spirit of cooperation, they don't have to be antagonistic toward their neighbor or fellow worker, right?
No, absolutely. There are people among us, there will always be people among us who are interested in the rioting and the looting and that sort of thing, but they tend to be contrary to what you see on the news. They tend to be a very small segment of society. The vast majority of society are well-meaning people who want to get along with their neighbors and build a good community. Cooperation allows that to happen.
Exactly. Let me ask you this. Why do people tend to believe the worst about the damage a crisis can cause, but overlook the damage that proposed solutions will do?
I blame the media in part here. Now, the thing we have to remember about the media is they don't sell news. They sell advertising. And to sell advertising, what they need to do is get your attention. How do I get your attention? By showing you things that are salacious, out of the ordinary, dangerous, these sorts of things. The way I describe it is the evening news is actually a litany of things that aren't going to harm you. Because they're things that are very low probability events.
Right.
That's what makes them attractive. And so what happens is we see the news and we come away with this idea that that's a representation of what the world is like. And it isn't. It's a representation of a very small sliver of the world.
It really re-cements and adds, false credibility to that old axiom, of fear, false evidence appearing real, right? And there's just something about our own makeup that we gravitate to this, even though, we may say, well, it's a lie. And now, I guess thank God that, more and more fake news is being called out for what it is, because it is doing more damage than good, like that slogan. Well, if it just saves one life, it's worth it. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is, the if it saves one life is it's a wonderful thing politicians love to say because it tugs at the heartstrings and you hear it and you say, yes, that's right. And the problem with that is it's a falsehood because it suggests that we can do something that will solely save lives. And so we have this thing. We say, well, we're going to shut down all the economy because if it saves just one life, it's worth it. Yeah, but what they're doing is they're looking at the lives saved from the COVID, completely ignoring the lives that are going to be lost because people are unemployed. They've become destitute. They've become depressed, despondent. You have increases in suicide. You have increases in domestic violence, all caused by the economic shutdown.
Right.
And the politicians aren't looking at that. All they're looking at is a number of lives that are going to be saved from COVID.
Well, not to mention the people who needed so-called elective surgery, or others, like I was talking with one doctor, where people with strokes and heart issues, they're not going and getting help because they feel like, well, all the hospitals, because you hear from the news, they're all focused on COVID and that there's no room for them at the end. So why go?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Our whole focus has been on reducing deaths from COVID, and I don't mean to minimize that. That's important. Mm-hmm. But we have done that to the exclusion of deaths from all sorts of other causes. And I think when the dust settles, we're going to look back and we're going to find that the damage caused by shutting down the economy in terms of lives lost, in terms of livelihoods, is going to exceed what we saved in terms of lives due to COVID.
Anthony, we got about a minute left here, and this may be an unfair question because you're going to have to summarize this really quick, but it's power-packed, and that is that policymakers who are trying to manage the economy don't understand what the economy actually is. You're the economist. Break it down real quick.
The economy is not a series of supply chains. We talk about food versus lumber versus something else. It's a web. And if you cut the web in any place, you weaken the entire structure. And that's one of the mistakes we've made. We treated it as if it's a bunch of separate supply chains that we can shut down this piece and everything else works as it did before. And that's simply not the case.
Well, Anthony, Anthony Davis, Davies, I want to say Davis, forgive me, Anthony Davies and James Harrigan have shown us why in their enlightening new book, Cooperation and Coercion, how busybodies became busy bullies and what that means for economics and policy. I'll tell you, this is going to change a lot of things here because I can see already, Anthony, my own paradigm, my own perspective on certain aspects of life, how these dynamics are coming into play. You guys have hit a home run with this. This is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing this with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy is calling it a big day for New Jersey as phase two of its reopening following the worst of the pandemic is kicking off. He's taken a lot of criticism from many people who say it's taken too long to get businesses going again. This morning, he says,
I just don't think we can responsibly go faster. We'll get there on indoor dining, casinos, which are a huge part of the economy, obviously, in our state, in Atlantic City. We'll get there, but we've got to do it responsibly.
Under this new phase, non-essential businesses can start letting customers inside, though customers and workers must wear masks. Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says people who go to the president's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma later this week should wear masks as well. It will be the president's first rally in 3 months because of the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Back with America, Bill Martinez here, and Lou Euler right there, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Lou, America is getting back to work and feeling good about itself in spite of dealing with essentially what has turned into two pandemics, not only COVID-19, but what we've been dealing with in terms of, local looting and rioting and, property destruction. And, in some of these cities, they're realizing just how devastating the results of these riots has been on their local communities. I mean, they're trying to, talk to these big companies, not to throw the baby out with the bathwater, to hang in there. But, when you riot and loot
and do the damage to these companies, they feel unwelcomed. And, you know, in some cities, as we've known experientially where this has happened, it's taken decades to recover from, you know, this kind of damage.
Absolutely, and so many of the damaged businesses are personally owned, are small businesses who have not the wealth to recover as some of the large companies can. And, you know, it underscores the fact that this is this effort to reduce the police and their power and their authority and their reach is just absurd, because the people are being badly hurt by the absence of effective police force enforcement are the very people at the low end of the economic strata. Mm-hmm. And so they're hurt more than anyone else. And it's just absurd.
Yeah, look, but I'm not, you know, when I look at it, I'm not hearing, you know, the poor people of America complaining so much. I mean, it is a spirited group, and this is why we caution, and we caution all parties to, you know, let's take a measured approach here. You know, going into the hysterical realm of saying, let's defund the police, let's get rid of police. I mean, look at, we already saw what getting rid of police looks like, you know, in the last couple of weeks. There was incredible chaos, lawlessness, destruction, and murder that happened in the streets of America. Attacks even on, you know, the police force, you know, bricks being thrown, projectiles thrown at police officers. How do you expect them, you know, to respond to this? But, you know, it's difficult in the midst of this heightened this heightened emotion to have some sobriety. That's the real challenge, to have some sober reason here to where we enact policies that answer some real problems. I am not, you know, prepared to say that, you know, we don't have issues to deal with. I mean, certainly there are issues to deal with, but we have to look at them on all levels, macro and micro, not just in one aspect, as some for political posturing would want to promote, you know, to, you know, garner some votes and saying, you know, because right now surf's up to talk about, you know, canceling, you know, all police forces and defunding police.
Yeah.
I mean, this doesn't realistically doesn't make sense. As many poor blacks have said, the only time I feel comfortable going home is when I know the police are around. And so what do you feel like when they're not around, right?
Yeah, it just, I mean, it is so basically absurd to think that we can live without police protection. I mean, who are protected most? The lower economic groups, among them many blacks, who rely upon a response to 9/11 calls,
right,
when somebody's breaking into their home or that sort of thing. And let me add,
yeah, last time I checked, I don't think Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton takes those calls, do they?
Yeah.
And
what is so important to recognize is with the May bump in job restoration across the country, unfortunately, blacks did not receive that kind of employment bump and are still awaiting the restoration of the lowest jobless rate that they've experienced in 50 years, which came last year as a result of tax reform, the Tax Reform Act of 2017, that has restored America, and that we need back up front to restore America from this pandemic stuff that we've been dealing with.
Yeah, but how do we restore their jobs when they burnt down their businesses and looted their neighborhood businesses that provided jobs for people? I mean, it's been estimated
that's
by
right.
Economists, Lou, that for every business that was burnt down, you're talking 100 jobs, associated jobs. That's just on the, you know, right off the top. and you know, and think about all the businesses that were destroyed and how many jobs were lost in total. And you know, as I said, we've got hit with two pandemics in a sense, not only COVID-19, but also these riots that, you know, affected the world for this matter. I mean, this went, you know, all over the United States and overseas.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, what we're lacking right now in the public discourse is just civility and common sense that has been the hallmark of the American experience since the beginning of our nation, and that is having the people who are at work and people across the nation have them as the uppermost in mind as to those that we help. Mm-hmm. And that we've got to return to. And I think it's just a short order if we get our common sense back.
Exactly. Well, you know, the thing is that you've got forces that the mainstream media are not reporting on that most people do not understand. We're talking about Antifa. We're talking Black Lives Matter, who are not peaceful protesters. These they do not come from the garment of Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King, when he protested, and they even, you know, like, for example, the busing situation that happened that started out, right? And they learned what they needed to do was to put pressure on the buses, and they employed some common sense and reason, just like what you're referring to. They didn't go out and destroy the buses. They just, they just made them feel the pain of losing $3,000 a month in fees that they would get from black people not participating in segregated busing. Well, as a result, enough pain was felt, and nobody died. There wasn't, you know, big riots here. There wasn't looting of buses and burning of buses. They just held their ground, and the buses withstood, because what happened is when everything got fixed, and it took them about a year to do this, you know, the buses were there to service, you know, all people, all, you know, all Americans, you know, blacks included here. But, you know, the lack of common sense and even, you know, awareness of history of how, you know, the civil rights movement and how they were so effective in peacefully protesting, you know. But right now what happens is we got to get through all this emotion and all this devastation that's taken place. And now you've got some mayors going, hey, look, at we need $50 million to heal our city that just got burnt down. Well, now America, taxpayer is going to be responsible for you not managing your local constituency and allowing Black Lives Matter and Antifa come in and ravage your cities, and now the rest of America gets to pay for this, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm so glad you raised the issue of the early challenges, in the racial challenges about the buses, because if at that time blacks or anyone had destroyed the buses, it would have been hard for blacks to move from the back of the bus to the front of the bus that didn't exist.
You had
so
no bus.
Again, we go, we go back to common sense, and we go back to restoring America that we know and love and that we can all work toward.
Blue, real quick, how can people be in touch with you?
They can go to our website, limittaxes.org, and join the effort to educate people on the benefits of tax reform.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your fault.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got Pete Hegseth with us, a Fox News Channel contributor, former Army National Guard officer, former executive director of the political advocacy groups Vets for Freedom and Concerned Veterans for America. Pete, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here with us. Boy, your birthday just coming around the corner. You're going to be out of the 30s now. Welcome into the 40 crowd now, huh? Did I need to remind you?
It's coming.
Well, hey, look, last time we talked about your book, In the Arena, which was, I thought, perfectly timed and really kind of, in a sense, dovetails with this new book that is just being released, An American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free. And another great job in, you know, articulating the vision and the battle that is before us, because since 2016, with the election of Donald Trump, the war lines have been drawn up, have they not?
Boy, they really have. And thanks for bringing up that first book, In the Arena. I mean, this really is an update to that.
Yes.
It basically came out the same time. It came out in May of 2016. This one's come out in May of this year. And mm-hmm. It is an update in my thinking, almost all of which, or much of which, has been impacted by Donald Trump's candidacy and his presidency and how he's fought and what he's exposed the left for and how deep their claws really are and their clutches really are on every aspect of American culture and education, and they want it to be a political takeover, and he's the really only one standing in the way. So it is. I felt like it was time to update. The first book was about citizenship and our country and the basic values that we need to uphold. This is sort of channeling the president into here's how we have to charge ahead and fight it head on, just like he does if we want to save our country.
Well, and what I've appreciated about your reporting, Pete, is that you're out talking to Main Street, because a lot of people are drawing from what the mainstream media is giving them, a lot of propaganda, what we're getting out of universities and that sort of thing, and their depiction of the American way of life is exact counter to what Main Street America is seeing and living.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. I mean, it is elites totally detached in ivory towers talking down to average Americans and to middle America. And having been in, you know, the cloakrooms and the Ivy League towers and all of that, I know how they think and I know what their priorities are. And they have nothing to do with the type of people that Donald Trump has represented, who really have been left behind, not just by the establishment or the left, but by establishment Republicans who would be grown completely out of touch with what their desires are. So, yeah, I intentionally try to channel that, and I have a great opportunity through Fox and Friends to travel across the country and go to diners and small towns and talk to people and make sure their voice is heard, which is critically important. The left used to have a stranglehold on the media. They don't anymore, and as a result, we've got a chance to fight back.
Well, no doubt there is a systemic issue that we have in our country, which Donald Trump has been exposing, which has been supported in combination with the mainstream media, the elitists, and the deep state. Now, they've tried to deny for a long time the deep state didn't exist, but the one thing about the left is they self-indict. They can't help, even by accident, but tell the truth, that the deep state does exist. It is a powerful force, and thank God for Donald Trump as an independent and an individual who is fighting for these core American values. As you'll recall, it was in his inauguration speech that some had characterized as being dark, and I didn't get the darkness of it. I thought it was much more rewarding compared to what Barack Obama said when he was calling on the fundamental transformation of our country, whereas on the other hand you had Donald Trump saying today we're returning government back to the hands of where it belongs, and that is in the hands of we the people.
Bingo. Such a great point. And I try to, you know, the left has exposed themselves because someone's finally fought them, you know, toe-to-toe, head-on. And I liken it to, in the infantry, we talk about the most dangerous kind of ambush is a near ambush, an L-shaped ambush where the enemy's right on top of you and you're caught in the kill zone. And your only option, if you're going to survive that, is to charge toward the enemy out of the kill zone. And in the past, Republicans sort of sat in that kill zone where the media and the deep state and everybody's coming after them, and they're just sort of tiptoeing and hemming and hawing and, oh, that's not fair. And Donald Trump charged at the enemy. And what happens in a near ambush when you charge at the enemy? Eventually, they have to pop out of the tall grass, out of their concealed position, and expose themselves. And that's precisely what's happened. We know who they are, how they operate, and what levers of power they try to use. And, you know, his exposure of them is what makes them so rabid in their hatred of him. And only exposes how on target he really is. So he's created a moment for us to go back on the offense for first principles. It's on us to take advantage of that.
You know, and what you described has been a part of the problem with America's foreign policy. We've been lying there in the kill zone thinking that China somehow is going to discover their better selves or, you know, these other countries. And we're just sitting there hoping maybe one day the Democrats will figure out that, you know, killing babies and doing all these things for themselves and not for we the people, you know, they'll figure it out. And the exact opposite is happening. I mean, they're actually doubling down and getting worse.
Exactly, exactly. And so we have a choice. And that's why I write in the book in very stark terms, much like the realistic stark terms the president often lays out. Hey, we're in a bad spot. And the Democrats of today are not your daddy's Democrats. They're not JFK. They're not reflexively, you know, patriotic, but just a little bit more liberal. These are leftists, and leftists have captured this that the Democrat Party, they want to turn America into a socialist, godless socialist country. That, and as a result, they're not. You don't work with the left. You don't negotiate with them. You just beat them. And that's right. What we have to do across the board is win in the war of ideas and in the war of personnel, the people we have in certain places. And that's, Donald Trump understands that. It's why mm-hmm. he put so many judges on the federal bench
exactly.
across the board, not just on the Supreme Court. It's because that legacy lasts forever, or at least well beyond his administration.
Well, without a doubt, and speaking of judges, we heard Lindsey Graham very poignantly and passionately describe the left. Some people think, in terms of politics, that it somehow is benign, but it's not. The left is on a mission, and the mission is control, lest you forget.
Yeah.
You need to understand that, and I think that, most reasonable Americans are starting to wake up to the reality that, the Democrats, as you said, is not your father or your grandfather's Democratic Party. It's far from that. It has gone over the top. They're aggressively in pursuit of power at any cost. And look what happened. Look what we're finding out right now with the Obama administration. Well, what they did to corrupt not only the FBI and CIA, but for that matter, all the three-letter agencies of our government, Pete. What they did, Lois Lerner and how she attacked conservative groups and the Tea Party. I mean, I believe that what they did single-handedly was affect at least six cycles of elections. I mean, we talk about Russian collusion. What about IRS collusion and intervention and what they did to our election process?
Yeah, you said it right. I mean, the left wants control. And when they get the power and control, they use it. And they use it, whether it's constitutional or not. Of course, they reject the founding principles of our Declaration. They try to untether it from the Constitution. I talk a lot about that. And, and as a result, they use the they claim to be for the Constitution, but they actually use the power they have to subvert the very document they purport to want to protect. And those levers to go after conservatives and patriots, and we know it. We know how much they own Washington, D.C. We know how much they own media, and our only options to keep fighting and keep exposing, and then start to take ground back. So the book tries to make the case at the end. If you really want to win back, you have to win back the classroom and the way our kids are being educated and be very intentional about it, because you can't keep a country, great, if people don't believe their country is good.
Exactly.
And most mm-hmm. kids coming out of school are being taught that America's the bad guy of history. Mm-hmm. And that's how you create this rabid left-wing mentality. Before it was kind of cool to be left-wing when you came out of college. Now it's a militant sense that everything that America represents is wrong, needs to be undone, reparations for this, reparations for that. The world's going to end in 10 years because of climate change, so give up all your cars and your life and everything. It's a religion for them, and we have to reestablish the coherence of our narrative and then fight back with it.
Exactly, and I like that you dedicated your book to your children and to ours. That's what this is all about. We've been saying on this show, Pete, that we live at a time where we're at a crossroads of moments and choices, just like the world's greatest generation. They had a moment and they had a choice to make, and look what happened. And I believe that this generation is at that moment in time, and the choice for the next generation will either determine that we are a generation to be appreciated and thanked, or if we will just cower and go away by the wayside, surrendering our constitutional rights to these lefties. As you say, it's clear and evident that there is, they say with their mouths that they support the Constitution, but their policies do not support what their words are saying. And this is what your call to action is, whether it was in the arena, your previous book, or this new book, American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free, and which is now available in all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Pete, thank you for your contribution and for your good fight. We're alongside you, buddy, watching your six as we continue to move forward to reclaim our country.
Thanks for all you do. I really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Oh, Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime.